Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is a great day, and we're excited to be with you this morning. And again, we're glad for all of those that are underneath our listening voices this morning. This is a day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, you know, hey, thank God for another day. Today's show is called The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. And we're excited about being able to do this show this morning. Again, this program is Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101, how to be able to work from home. And, you know, we're involved in the network marketing industry. And so what we do is, you know, hey, we share with folks what network marketing is all about and how to position yourself in the industry and take advantage of certain things that can help you succeed as a network marketer. Again, today's show is called The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. And the reason we chose that topic, The Science of Network Marketing, is that, you know, we want to focus on this thing, you know, from a scientific point of view and from a point of view of what you need to put in. What is it that you got to do to make this this network marketing thing work for you? Because, see, my philosophy is this. Even though I'm involved in a particular company, which is YTB, your travel biz, is that my position is this. All of the network marketing companies work. It's just a matter of whether or not you work. And though I don't sell lotions and potions and other things, I don't put any of those down in terms of, you know, things that people do. I have friends that do Mary Kay, and I have friends that do Herbalife, and I have friends that do prepaid legal. And, you know, they all have different compensation systems. And, you know, we could sit and argue about what compensation system is the best. And, you know, to a certain point, yeah, there's some technical information that you know, that some compensation systems you can get to money faster. But the bottom line is you get to nothing doing nothing, period. And so whatever network marketing opportunity that you're involved in, you have to work the system that you have, and you need to be able to go out, talk to people, be able to share information with people, and then however it is that you capture leads, however it is that you follow up on leads, however it is that you plan your week, there's things that you have to do. And if you don't do any of those, I don't care what it is, you ain't going to make no money, period. That's all it is. You don't go to work, you ain't going to make no money, period. It ain't got nothing to do with, you know, you signed up and the people failed you. Did you go to work? Did you plug in? That's one of the biggest things that I see where there's failure at. Most time when people tell me about, well, you know, I tried Amway, it didn't work for me. Did you plug in? That's the first question they ask. Okay, did you go to the meetings that you were supposed to go to? Did you get the support materials? Did you plug into your upline? Your upline is your lifeline. And then if your upline is not doing all that they need to do, did you go to your upline's upline? Did you get what someone, I mean, because there's people that are in network marketing and are making money, and I'm pretty sure you can find somebody as you go up, you know, like I'm an ex-military person. If you go up the chain of command, you'll find somebody that's making money that will be actually happy to work with you if you're willing to go to work. I mean, that's what I do with my downlines. If it's somebody that's brought them in and not working with them, then, you know, hey, there's no problem with getting with that person and helping them be able to move forward and take advantage of the opportunity. Because the bottom line is this. If you have a decent upline, they override you, which means they have a vested interest in making sure that you're successful. in the system that I'm involved in YTB, I have a vested interest in people that I bring in to be successful because I get a 50% match. 50% match means that if they make $1,000 this month, the company going to give me $500. So it'd be foolish for me as an upline not to work with my downlines. And so, you know, sometimes I understand you have people that just sign people up, don't spend time with them, don't help them get developed, don't make sure that they get trained, make sure they get plugged in. I stay on people about getting plugged in. Because I know that if you don't plug in, you can't win. There's no way you can win if you don't plug in. What I want to go to right now is I want to go to a clip by Mark Varnell, and it's called You're Born to Be Great. As you notice, for this particular show, we have his book up, My First Year in Network Marketing, and, you know, that is a very important book for people to read. Because it goes through what you need, what you anticipate, what you expect, what you need to do by participating in network marketing. Right now I want to go to his clip called You Born to Be Great to set a tone and a message about network marketing, and I'm going to follow up with some commentary on this clip. So sit back, listen to this clip, You Born to Be Great by Mark Varnell.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligent. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay, you hear what he said. You know, he talked about a couple things in that short clip. Is that one, if anybody's done anything before, you can too. I mean, this is so true. I mean, first of all, if you signed up to do network marketing, there was something that triggered your interest. Something inside of you that triggered an interest that made you think that you could do this. The thing is, now once that desire has been triggered, you have to follow up with what it is that I need to do. And people are going to give you, I know, you know, anyone that's worth there's worth their worth in terms of network marketing. When they bring you in, they're going to give you the information that you need to do to be successful. I had a presentation I did last night for a group of people, and you know, afterwards there were some people that was interested, and I sat down and I went over with them what they need to do to make this system work for them. I don't want them to think that network marketing is like buying a lottery ticket. You sign up, you put your money out, you take your kit, you go home, you stick it in the drawer, and like the lotto, you wait and hope and pray that your number's going to come up and you're going to get some money. No, you got to go to work. Come on, y'all. You know, you got to go to work. Most people that don't succeed in network marketing are people that have poor work ethic. People that got good work ethic usually succeed. Most of the people that don't succeed, they're wishing on a star. They put their money out and they figure, you know, I ain't got to do nothing. You know, and then, you know, 6 months later, they ain't made nothing, they ain't did nothing, they ain't plugged in, and then they blame the company. I tried that. It didn't work for me. Well, what did you do? You know, who did you talk to? Did you go to your meetings? Did you read your literature? You know, did you get people actively engaged? Did you see, network marketing is a profession. What courses did you take? I take courses. You heard what I just said? I take courses. I take classes. I'm studying. I want to always get better at what I do, because it's the same if you work the job. You do training. You enhance on your skills. It ain't, you know, you sign up, you put some money out, you join, and presto, if so magico, you won't have to do nothing but just tell somebody, hey, I'm doing such and such. I need you to sign up. No, 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 no. One, you better know your product. You know, hopefully you signed up because it's a product that you're comfortable with. Again, I market in YTB. I'm very comfortable with the product of travel. And so that's one of the reasons I got involved in what I do. You know, what I do is we have our product is travel, and people able to purchase travel from us, and we're also able to sell online travel stores. But know your product. So if you decide, you know, again, in terms of using another example, if, you know, if you're into makeup, Mary Kay, know your product. Don't just think you're going to sign up to do Mary Kay and you don't have to spend time with people and know how to do facials and be able to pamper people and all that it would take to make someone feel excited about buying the makeup from you. You're not just going to sign up in something like Mary Kay, order some product, tell people, I got products, you know, hey, you know, you can get this facial. You better be able to know how to be able to pamper those folks, be able to share information with them, and show them how to use this product and how it's going to make them look however it is that they feel that they need to be able to look, that's going to engage them to the point that they're excited about getting the product. If not, you're not going to make no money. I don't care what it is. Again, like I said, I don't care what it is in terms of network marketing. Again, the title of this show is The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. There's a science. You've got to go to work. Call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. Please call in today. Share your comments and your questions, especially those of you out there that's network marketers that want to share some experiences or share what you do and how you get people to plug in to your system and how you get people to take advantage of making sure that they understand when they sign up with you, you know, what it is that they have to do to be able to succeed in network marketing, because it is a science. And as a science, you know, this whole thing of network marketing is growing. I do the majority of my business now over the internet. I still do, you know, personal contacts in terms of some of the old ways of doing network marketing, which is called your warm market list and then referral market list. But I do a lot of stuff over the internet, and I've been able to recruit more people over the internet nowadays than the old-fashioned way. I still do some of what I call the old-fashioned stuff in terms of warm market and sharing with people, but I spend a lot of time, because on the internet you can reach large amounts of people quicker, faster, and process people faster. But again, this whole thing of network marketing and Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki have a book out called We Want You to Be Rich, in which they basically highlight and support the whole concept of network marketing. And I'll go into some of that that book before this broadcast is over. But, again, the calling number is 646-595-4222. Please call in. For those of you out there listening, call in, share your comments, your questions, and, you know, so that we can get some feedback on this topic. And the topic, again, today is called The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. And one of the things that I put out there is that, you know, this show will explore the truths and the myths of network marketing. We'll discuss and explore why network marketing is the fastest proven method to obtaining wealth for the average and ordinary person. And again, you know, when we say the fastest method for attaining wealth, is that basically this method allows you to be able to collapse time frames, approach people with a product and with a system, as opposed to going into what I call traditional business. Traditional business, you know, most of the cases you have tremendous overhead, you have a lot of cash outlay, and you know, and you have to put in a lot of time. The average network marketing opportunity requires about 10 to 20 hours a week. And, you know, and that's what most people are looking for when they join a network marketing opportunity, how to put in 10 to 20 hours a week and get back money and also residual income. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller that we have on the line and find out what their question or comment is. Caller 336-784, you on the line. This is Baba Jahi with The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. Thank you for your call. Question or comment this morning?
Yeah, I have a comment and a question. I'm in network marketing, and one of the things that I get when I talk to some people is that, you know, people that are in network marketing, only people in network marketing are people that can't get jobs. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, I heard that too at times. You know, I mean, you know, people that are in network marketing are basically, you know, we do work, and in most cases we work harder than other people, but we collapse time frames, because most people that go to a job, and I won't make blanket statements, but most people that go to a job, they just show up. And in the process of 8 hours, the employer hopes to get, in most cases, at least 4 hours of work out of them for the 8 hours that they're there. even though they're paying for 8 hours, but really they already know that, you know, that whole 8 hours, you know, people procrastinate. And I won't talk about other people, but I'll talk about my own previous work experience. You know, when I worked 8-hour jobs, I would go in, I'd spend time at the coffee counter, chit-chatting with folk. I'd spend time, you know, ducking work, going to the bathroom. I'd spend time sitting at my desk doodling. On average, a couple of jobs, I might have did between 2 to 3 hours of work out of my 8 hours and got paid for 8. And I'm pretty sure there's some people out there listening that probably can, you know, relate to what I'm saying. Then I had, you know, a couple of jobs where I actually did physically work, but I never really, I can't think of one job I've had in my lifetime that I actually worked the whole 8 hours that I was there. I mean, even in the military, except when we was on battle stations, that, you know, there was ways to always procrastinate. People in network marketing collapse time frames, which means that when they work, they work. You know, you put your time in because you know in network marketing, you're not going to get something for nothing. Regular work schedule, usually you can get something for nothing. If the average employer was to only pay you for the amount of time you physically worked on the job, most people would be getting paid even less than they're getting paid now because most people don't put in a full, you know, 8 hours. But network marketing is work. If you're really into your product, if you're really into your company, you know, you're doing research. Again, you know, involved in the travel industry, so I spent time putting together travel packages. And even when I don't have one for a customer, I spend time doing hypotheticals so that when I have someone that maybe wants to go to Hawaii or something like that, I've already then did some hypotheticals so I can figure out what kind of package to present to that person. Presentations, when you go to do presentations, that is actual work because you're sharing information with people, you know, trying to have them be able to take a look at something to see if it's something that you know, suits their bill and what they need to do. It's just that on average, the average network marketer really only has to work, if they do their system right, between 10 to 20 hours a week. Now, you have some network marketers that work more hours than that because they're trying to move faster and collapse time frames. But it is work. You do it is people who basically have decided to control their time. And again, in relationship to your question about not having people that don't have a real job, is that by controlling your time, that is the best job because you're getting the most out of your time. To me, the 8-hour workday was a waste of time. And again, what I mean by that is that most of the jobs that I had, I was finished whatever my assignments was way before 8 hours was up, but I had to stay the whole day to get my check. I think about one job that I had where basically within 3 hours I had did everything that needed to be done for the day. The other 5 hours I had to BS my way through the day. I normally had a janitor job. My father told me, well, after you finished everything, just get a rag and go over, stand by the wall and act like, you know, you're rubbing the wall down. I mean, and that was some hard concepts for me to learn. You know, he was saying, you know, you got to make it look like you're doing something. Well, I done finished everything for the day. You know, why can't I go home? You know, well, you can't go home because they're paying you for 8 hours. I hope that sort of answers your question some.
It does, and I have one other before I go. A lot of people think that with network marketing or multi-level marketing, that you can't get paid consistently. Is that true?
No. You're going to get paid based on your time, your efforts, and your energy. And so in terms of getting paid consistently, what that basically means is that if you don't consistently do something, then no, you won't get paid consistently. But the other side is that once you put a system in place, you get what's called residual income. which means you get paid over and over and over and over again for what you did once before. And it's like I receive a residual income check from work that I've done several months ago, and that residual income check comes in every month, you know, and basically that's what you really want to look for in network marketing, a company that has a good residual income plan. Did that answer your question? Okay, see, the call is gone. Again, you know, we're talking about the science of network marketing, and with the science of network marketing is, you know, that there's a system to being able to obtain wealth, and, you know, part of it, that system is having the right attitude. And what I mean by having the right attitude, you have to actually visualize what you want to do, and you have to see what you're doing in relationship to how you spend your time. And which will take me to another song, a song that I want to play this morning called It's My Time. And, you know, part of doing network marketing is what we call mental focus, developing your mental outlook, developing your mental strategy. I'm also an athlete, and I play tennis. And one of the things I do always before a match is, one, the night before the match, I visualize how I want to play. While on the court warming up, I have different chants and things that I have going through my mind about, you know, what I want to do. You know, it's like I be saying to myself, you know, the ball's coming over, I'm warming up, bounce, hit. I'm practicing my serve, 1, 2, 3, 4. I did this before. 1, 2, 3, 4. I did this before. Visualizing what I want to do. And you have to do that also with network marketing. See, network marketing, one of the beauties of it is that it forces you to do self-development. Working a job, in most cases, I won't say all cases, but in most cases, you don't have to do no self-development. You just show up. You know, you just show up and you just do whatever it is you're supposed to. I mean, I've had jobs where all I had to do was show up every day. The routine was so simple that, again, I already just go through the routine. And some days you can show up on your job and don't even have to talk to nobody. I mean, I used to really bug me out, you know, showing up to work. And you say good morning to people and they grumble back, yeah, all right, you know. And they go on about their day. And you'd be like, dad, what's wrong with them, you know? But the thing is because with network marketing, you have to focus on your attitude if you want to be successful. If you don't, you won't be successful. On a job, you can just show up. You can have a bad attitude. I mean, and those out there that's listening that's still, you know, in the job world, you probably know a bunch of people on your job that's got bad attitudes, people you avoid that you don't talk to, people you don't sit and want to have lunch with because their attitude is bad. People that's always complaining, telling you everything that's wrong with the job, but they show up every day to work to get that check. You know, so the job is so bad, why don't they quit? The people they around there, they talk about all the time, they don't like and just, why don't they quit? Why don't they just go on and take their life and go somewhere else and do something else if it's that bad? Why? Because most people are lazy. See, network marketing, if you want to be successful, you can't be lazy. You got to go to work. You got to do follow-ups. You got to do calls, and, you know, and you got to have the right mental attitude. And let's go to this song called It's My Time, which is a song that I listen to a lot and then also share with people in the business because you have to think like this. And let's listen to this, and then I'll come right back on the other side. We have about 30 minutes left. Call lines are still open, 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222.
Up.
song called It's My Time. As I was sharing before I brought that song up, is that part of, you know, network marketing and then also part of any business, you need to have the right mental attitude if you want to be a business owner. See, you know, and I would even say that, you know, for, you know, people that are, you know, employees. I mean, because I've had traditional businesses also. And with my traditional business, I always tried to help, you know, employees to have a positive mental attitude. I mean, you know, I'd have employees that used to get mad. You know, with some that would buy them, but I would get mad because, one of the things I did when I hired people, I'd give out books, Think and Grow Rich, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. But so what I got to read this for? You know, well, you need to have the right kind of attitude so you can help the company go where it needs to go. And see, in network marketing, it's even more so true. Because, see, if you don't have the right attitude, I don't care what you market. And, again, what we're talking about, even though I have a particular product that I market, we're talking about marketing. We're talking about the science of network marketing and obtaining wealth. And my thing, again, is that I share with people all the time. I have a particular venue that I deal with. My position is this. They all work. You just have to work. I don't care what it is that you're marketing, you know. And I learned that from a person a long time ago. And they said, you just have to find your niche. You have to find what's comfortable for you. Yeah, I do YTB because, you know, hey, travel and what we're dealing with is, you know, it's comfortable for me. You know, I have some friends that market some other things, you know, and I share with them what I do, but I don't knock what they do because I hope that they're doing something that is comfortable for them, that suits their personality, suits their taste. But the bottom line, across network marketing, there's a science to making this thing work. And it all starts with you. You know, we have a saying, you know, your attitude determines your altitude. You know, how high you go determines based on how you see where you're going. And that song right there that I just played called It's My Time, every day that you wake up. See, you can't wake up down, depressed, and think you're going to be successful. I don't care what it is that you're doing. You carry that attitude around with you, people are going to be getting away from you as fast as they can. And, you know, no one wants to, who wants to be around a loser? Who wants to be around somebody? I mean, just imagine being on a sports team and you know, people already figure, you know, when they show up to play football, basketball, or whatever, we're going to lose today. You know, hey, I don't want that kind of guy in the huddle with me. I don't care who we're playing. We can beat them. I mean, like I said, I'm an athlete also. I play tennis, you know what I mean? And, you know, my thing is, even when I've had to play against some people that, quote, unquote, was had more skill development than me, I always looked for a way to say, yeah, okay, on paper, they're supposed to win. But that's on paper. In spirit, I got a chance to beat them. Let me figure out a way to attack their game. And I've had people who were basically technically were better than me on paper, but I found a way to beat them. Why? Because you can't measure the heart of a champion. See, but again, it starts with attitude, and the same goes applies in network marketing, is that if you have the right attitude, you will find a way to market your product. But you can't do that if you don't do some developmental skill development. And so you should constantly be reading. And, I'm going to suggest, you know, some reading materials here this morning. And one is that I just finished reading the other day. I picked this book up. I read it in one day. I'm a fast reader anyway. But called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's a powerful book written in the 1800s. I mean, but again, it deals with universal truths, the science of getting rich. See, and a lot of times people say, oh, poor people, dumb people in network marketing, man, they always hyped up. See, the average and ordinary folk just want to get something for nothing. And what I mean by that, again, is, you know, I've seen too many people sign up in network marketing with an attitude like they bought a lotto ticket. They signed up, they paid for their kit, they did whatever it is that they needed to do, whatever the entry fee was, whatever it was they need to get, and then they take it home. You know, they read it for a day or two, then they tuck it away, and they go back to their regular routine, and they think in some kind of way because they signed up, they're going to make some money. They might call five people, You know, and people tell them, say, well, you know, you constantly got to develop new leads every day. They might call five people. Five people tell them no, and then they say it didn't work. Well, they don't understand the law of large numbers. What I mean by the law of large numbers, okay, the system that I use, you need to do a minimum of what I call 10 exposures a day. I try to do 30. 10 exposures a day. You know, and I'm still going to give you Saturday and Sunday off. You know, you take 5 days out of the week. If you do 10 exposures a day, that's 50 people you expose your business to in the course of the week. The numbers say if you exposed it to 50 people, minimum, you're going to find 2 to 3 people that's going to be interested. Now, let me give you something right here. I want you to listen to this real carefully. There was a study that was done years ago in the life insurance industry where a person knocked on doors, and this was their pitch. They knocked on the door, and they asked the person, you don't want any life insurance, do you? They found that on a law and average of numbers, if they gave that pitch 30 times, knocked on 30 different doors, they would get on an average 29 no's, and they would get at least one person that says, you know what? I just been thinking about some life insurance, and I'm glad you knocked on my door today. Come on in. See, now, who would think that knocking on something, you don't want any life insurance, do you? And, you know, so again, it was the numbers. They said on the 30 times that you would knock on a door and ask somebody that question, on the average, 1 out of 30 would say, yes, I do. 29 would say, no, I don't. So, you know, the thing is, you got to go through the numbers. That's what this thing is all about. And look how large this society is. And again, as I started off earlier, I use the Internet. You can process more people quicker and faster through the Internet. There's all kind of sites that you can go to. I mean, I have a hard time sometimes keeping track of all the daggone sites that I'm on. I mean, there's all kind of sites that you can go to in which you get responses and feedback from people, and then you got to process them. Like we had a question earlier from one of the people that called in and said about, you know, network marketing, is it a real job? Well, you know, when I go through processing all of those different people that do responses and feedbacks and all of that, that takes work, people. That ain't something you just going to do. Ain't no if so, hope so, fact so, you know, that people respond. I have to respond back. I got to learn how, when I respond back, you know, to how to approach the people. You got to learn how to be able to make small talk, especially if you're calling people. You know, I call people, and based on where they live at, you know, I might start the conversation off about, like, how's the weather where you at? Hey, you know, what's going on? I'm glad, you know, you checked that you was interested in more information about the opportunity that I'm involved in. Sometimes I don't go right into the opportunity. I want to get to know the person, because the other side is this. See, you got to be able to give it and take it away. What I mean by that, don't just sign up everybody and anybody. That's one of the biggest mistakes network marketers make. They sign up everybody and anybody. You offer it, but you need to qualify your people. Don't waste your time with people who are not serious. And what I mean by that, see, for me, if a person can't give me a minimum of 10 hours a week, then they ain't on my team. I ain't signing them up. I don't care how I don't care if they got the money or not. I ain't taking their money, because I already know it's going to be a waste of my time. If they're not going to plug into the trainings that I have, keep your money. Why? Because there ain't going to be no results. Because you cannot get results from people that's not going to go to work. You got to make sure that whatever system you have, whatever system that you're going to use, is that the new person that you bring in, they have to plug into that system. They have to, you know, be committed to following the instructions. And I use these examples with people when they come on my team. I say, you know, okay, and I a lot of times I use sports models. And I ask people, I say, okay, do you think if you played football and you went to the New England Patriots and Brian Belichick, you know, Bill Belichick has a system that his players have to follow. Do you think you're going to be able to be on that team and don't follow that system? And people look. I said, well, it's the same here. You're not going to participate in the system. Keep your money. Go sign up with somebody else or go sign up in something else. See, too often what happens is network marketers sign somebody up. They go, hoop, hip, hooray, I got a new person on my team. Ooh, hip, hip, hooray, I got a new person on my team. That don't mean nothing unless the person is going to go to work, unless they're going to go follow the system, unless they're going to participate in what it is that you do, because you can't duplicate nothing with them if they don't do that. Again, the call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. And, you know, we have 15 minutes left for this edition. We'll be doing this show again tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. And, you know, we're hoping you're getting something out of this particular broadcast. And, you know, if you are, you know, hey, go to our website, which is www.jahitravelsite.com, and leave us a comment. Let us know how this particular broadcast is, you know, blessing you in terms of with information. And, you know, check out what we do. And also you can go to the page here at www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. Share your comments about this show and any questions and things that you have or some things you'd like some feedback on, so that by the time I do the 10 o'clock show tonight, I can answer some of your questions and responses. And, you know, again, we just thank people for listening in and for participating in this process, because, you know, too often people have a very misconception about network marketing. And, you know, it's a great industry, a tremendously great industry. There are several books out. One is The New Millionaires, and it's saying that the majority of new millionaires are going to come from network marketing. The old days of, you know, family generation businesses passed on from one generation to the next, you got some of that working for people, but the majority of new millionaires are going to come from network marketing. What I want to do at this time, I want to bring up one of my favorite artists and play a song by him, because one part of this whole thing in network marketing is focus and attitude and having you know, the right focus and attitude about life and how to make all of this work you know, for you is just being able to think right. And the song that I want to play by an artist that I really miss, who's not here anymore, and he had a song called Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And, you know, this artist's name is Luther Vandross, and I want to pull that particular song up, and let's go to the song.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Time to sing our song.
Thank you.
Right, that's one of my favorite artists, Luther Vandross. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. And that's the kind of attitude you got to have, you know, in your network marketing approach to dealing with your business. And, again, you know, I'm talking about, you know, mental attitude and how that helps shape with your product development. And all of this is part of the science of network marketing. See, you know, you have to make sure that you, the network marketer, that you're right. You got yourself together. You got the right attitude. You got the right focus. Because, again, you know, with the piece that we started off with that I'm going to close out with in a few minutes, Mark Ronnell, You're Born to Be Great. If you don't believe that, see, he talks about being cognitively hardwired to do network marketing. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe that, you know, the opportunity that you see is something that you're going to be able to succeed in. And when I say succeed, let's talk about that a second here. Most people join network marketing and they're looking to get rich quick. It don't work like that. Hey, you know, I tell people when they come into the business that I'm in, you got to make a 3 to 4 year commitment. See, again, this is serious. See, the person asked earlier on the call about, you know, work. You know, this is not something you come into and you try for a week or two. Well, I tried that. How long? You know, don't tell me you try something, you know, I was in there for 6 months and you weren't in long enough. Again, I'm going to ask questions. Did you go to your meetings? Did you plug into the system? Did you get with your upline? If your upline wasn't helping, did you go to your upline's upline and their upline's upline? Because, see, there's somebody in that leg, and those who's in network marketing, you know what I'm talking about. There's somebody that brought you in that's in that leg that's making money. You need to know how to access them. And I'm willing to bet any decent network marketing company, the person that's up there that's making money, you know, hey, they will help you. They will spend time with you. It's important. I mentioned one book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. It's a very good book to read. I'm going to take a couple quotes out of it, and I'm going to mention another book that you need to be able to access to help you with this business. You know, and, you know, so let's look at this thing right here. The Science of Getting Rich. And, you know, we want to look at how you can access this book. If you go to our website and leave me a message, I can show you how to get a free download of this book. And, you know, leave me an email and I can get back to you so that you can get a free download and copy of this book, because basically what the author says that this book is a practical, not philosophical, a practical manual, not a thing about theories. He said it's intended for men and women whose pressing need is for money, who wish to get rich first and philosophize afterwards. See, that there's a science to making things happen. And most of the book, he talks about attitude and he talks about treating people right. See, you know, the right to be rich, you know, a person's right to life means his right to have free and unrestricted use of all the things which may be necessary to his or her fullest mental, spiritual, and physical unfoldment. Or in other words, his right or her right to be rich is that, you know, a person must develop in their mind, soul, and body by making use of things in society. It's so organized, we must have money in order to become the possessor of things. The object of life is development, and everything that lives has an inalienable right to all the development it is capable of attaining. Is that, you know, this is so important that, you know, again, and we're talking about today in terms of the science of network marketing, I'm doing a heavy focus on attitude and outlook. And it's so important just having that right attitude and that right outlook as you plug into whatever system that you're involved in. And see, because that's what's going to help your upline be able to train you. We tell people you got to be coachable. See, you come in and you got all your own ideas, you know. And it takes me back to when I was when I first went into yoga and meditation, and I had a teacher. And the teacher, you know, he gave me this mantra. You know, we went through a thing of learning, and he says, you know, the thoughts always these teachings about the monk and the master. And you know, the monk goes to the master. And he says, "Teach me the way of Zen." And the master says, "Sit down." So the guy sits down, and so let's ask the monk. You know, the master says to the monk, "Let's have some tea." So he sits down to have some tea, and the monk is so busy running off at the mouth, talking. And you know, and so the master is pouring the tea, and the teacup runs over. And the teacup, as it runs over, it spills over. And the monk jumps up, and he says to the master, he says, "Can't you see that this teacup is full? Why do you keep pouring the tea? The cup's running over." And the master says to the monk, he says, "I see perfectly clear. It's just like your mind. It's so full of your own thoughts. Why did you come?" Okay, now what's the moral to that lesson and that story? You sign up to do something. You can't be so full of your own ideas that you don't listen to the people to explain to you how the system works. See, the monk came to the master wanting to learn, but he couldn't be quiet. He had to constantly run off at the mouth trying to tell the master everything, and the teacup ran over. And the master reminded him of why he was there. He told him, he says, "It's just like this teacup. You know, your mind is so full of your own ideas, you won't let me get none of mine in." And see, so when you get involved in network marketing, you got to humble yourself. And in terms of humbling yourself, that means you got to be able to listen to your uplines and those people that brought you in, because they know the system, if they're worth what they're doing. They know what's going on and how the system works. And you have to plug into that and be able to listen to them. Hey, our time is winding down. We're down to like 15 seconds left, and we'll be doing this broadcast again tonight at 10 p.m. We want to thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you got something meaningful out of this broadcast today, The Science of Network Marketing and Obtaining Wealth. Till 10 o'clock tonight, God bless you, and thank you for joining in.